What is something in your life that you are called to manifest? What do you want to make happen for yourself? That's a big question. I ask you to ponder the answer. What do you want to manifest for yourself in your life? If you are drawn to an answer that might look something like, I want to be symptom-free, I'd like to invite you to go to another place. Rather than focusing on pain or discomforting symptoms or the problems that you may be experiencing with your health, go to another place. Ask what you want to manifest for yourself. What do you want to see happen for yourself? Is it travel? Is it doing certain activities with family? Is it creativity? Is it certain accomplishments that you've been unable to make happen? What is it that you are called to manifest now? Are you having certain hesitations because for one reason or another you can't manifest it? Perhaps you're not able to drive at the moment. Perhaps physically there are limitations. Perhaps there are lots of reasons why you'll say, no, I'll never be able to do that in my life again. Stop those criticisms now and go to a place deep inside your heart and ask, what do you really want to manifest for yourself now in your life? What do you want to see happen for yourself? What is it? Put no limitations on this. What is it that you would like to see happen for you? Could be something small. It could be something big. What comes to your consciousness now? Don't let it slip away. Acknowledge it. You might be hearing it. You might sense it. You might see it. You might feel it in your body. What is it that you want to see happen for yourself? What do you want to manifest now? Let your own feelings be your guide. If the feeling is a surge of energy and great hope and enormous energy, then that's probably it. That is what, in fact, calls you to manifest. Perhaps it's something you haven't been doing. Perhaps it is something you have been doing. What is it? Focus on just one something now. What calls to you? In 5 steps to recovery from Parkinson's disease, one of the steps that I discuss in the book is focus. Now that you have settled on something that you want to see manifested in your life, use your thoughts today to focus on just that. Focus, be centered, and use your thought forms today to center around everything that will be necessary for you to do to make that manifestation possible for you. Alter the configuration of your thought forms today and allow them to center around the manifestation that you wish to see unfold. And as it unfolds, beginning today, your heart will be nurtured, as will your soul and your life force. When we focus our thoughts on what we want to manifest, it is manifested. Discipline. Monitor your thoughts. And when your thoughts go astray, as they surely will, get back on track. Center your attention and your thought forms today on what it is that you would like to manifest. Cast aside worries. Cast aside all thought forms that are no longer in your best and highest good. And consume your mind with the thoughts that support and nurture what it is that you are called to see happen. Notice, too, that your energy, your enthusiasm, and your motivation will be so enhanced today as you focus on what you need to do in your life to manifest your destiny. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.